The C Street Brass will be returning to Baltimore City Community College's Fine Arts Theater. And joining me in the studio is Gabriel Colby from the C Street Brass. Always nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, Jonathan.
C Street Brass did a performance at Baltimore City Community College last year. I was really amazed at how nicely you integrate everything. You have good commentary, you have good music, a bit of stage something or other. It's entertaining, but it's also really solid musically, which I think is fabulous.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're really interested in the whole package. And I think where we've been so far in our careers, we've realized that it's not especially in our ensemble, we really can't just get up and play, and we're really interested in appealing to all kinds of audiences. We want to be able to do everything, so that's what we try to do with these shows.
Now, you've had a slight change in personnel, right?
Actually, since last year, we've had three changes, and it's all gone very smoothly. Everyone is wonderful. I can confidently say that the group is in better shape than ever.
Nice. And next year, you're going to be in residence at Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh.
Yes, we will actually be the first ever resident chamber ensemble at Carnegie Mellon University. So we're really excited about that.
Congratulations. And you had such nice careers at Peabody. So this is the next step forward, as it were.
Absolutely. A good natural progression.
What are you going to be playing that Wednesday, May 2nd?
We're going to play an arrangement that Joe Bergstaller, our former coach and now mentor, did in its Bach piece, originally for clavier. It's called Air for Two Trumpets. We're going to be playing a significant portion of West Side Story Suite, arranged by Jack Yale. We'll be playing some Piazzolla tangos and also some original arrangements, jazz tunes for the group.
Something for everybody.
Yes.
Excellent. If you haven't heard a brass quintet lately, or you've never heard one at all, what would you say to people to attract them to this fabulous ensemble?
Brass quintet is a really unique ensemble, and there are a couple things sonically that I just think we can achieve as a brass quintet that others cannot. And it's not to say that ours is better, but it's different. It's a different experience, and it's sonically extremely pleasing. You'll really feel the energy of these very alike instruments. The sound that we can put out is very homogenized in a way that's just pleasing to the ear. So I think it's really worth a listen.
I think it's very festive for some strange reason. I don't know why that's the word that always seems to occur to me. And the thing that's so nice about good brass players is they can play very quietly or very loudly with equal musical intensity, I think.
For celebrations all throughout history, brass has been involved, and there's a reason. It can be very strident, can be beautiful, celebratory, absolutely.
Gabriel Colby is a member of the C Street Brass, and the C Street Brass will be performing at Baltimore City Community College on Wednesday, May the 2nd at 1 p.m. The concert will take place at the Fine Arts Theater on the Liberty Campus of Baltimore City Community College, 2901 Liberty Heights Avenue, Liberty Heights and Druid Park Drive. And if you'd like more information, you can call us at WBJC at 410-580-5800. That's 410-580-5800. Concert is free and open to the public. Gabriel, I can't thank you and the other members of C Street Brass enough for doing this concert for Baltimore City Community College, for WBJC's audience, and for the community at large.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jonathan.